Durian season has begun. That may not mean much to most Americans, but it's cause for celebration among those from Southeast Asia who reverently call durians the king of fruit. Kelly Wilkinson went shopping for durians in San Francisco and reports that to find one, you just need to follow your nose.
Durians look kind of dangerous alongside benign avocados and strawberries. The fruit is roughly the size and shape of a football. Its wooden-looking skin is covered in sharp, thick spikes that make it look like an abstract sculpture or some kind of torture device. Chris Yeo grew up eating durians in Singapore. He owns three Bay Area Singaporean restaurants called Straits Cafe. Yeo is standing by a bin of durians on San Francisco's Clement Street.
It looks like a porcupine fruit. It's hard, spiky. It's not bad to look at it. I think it's very beautiful.
But that's all before you lean in and get a good whiff. That's the kicker with durians. They stink. But exactly what the smell conjures up is wildly open to interpretation. Again, Yeo.
In heaven. That's all I can describe it like, in heaven.
The fruit doesn't even need to be opened to be smelled. Back in a San Francisco apartment, some American durian virgins are experiencing the fruit for the first time, noses pushed in close, inhaling the layered smell that's humid, fermented, and sweet all at the same time.
It kind of has a garbage smell to it.
It's like if you made a fruit salad and left it in the trash for 4 days.
Bananas, gym socks, and blue cheese. And then just a hint of dirty diaper.
So how is it possible to smell everything from a kiwi to a locker room in one fruit?
The short answer to that question is we don't know.
Noam Sobel is assistant professor of psychology at UC Berkeley. He says why people perceive smells differently is still a mystery, but what is known is how much we're influenced by experience and culture.
The same ripe cheese, right, will smell very differently in Paris, Texas, or Paris, France. And whereas in Texas, the Texans will probably say, you know, oh my God, get me out of here. In Paris, France, it will be a delicacy of a smell.
But even in places where the custardy, sweet, and sharp-tasting durians are loved, their strong odor is acknowledged. In Singapore, durians are banned on the subway and in many hotels. That's something Chris Yeo forgot on one trip until he cracked one open in his room.
I eat it and I realize that the smell is so strong. And I put the do not disturb sign in front of my door for like a couple of days before I can let someone in to clean my room.
In this country, a durian's price tag is as hefty as the fruit. At a whopping $5 to $6 a pound, an average-sized durian can top $40. It's rare to find them beyond Asian markets, but they're a pretty good seller at the Berkeley Bowl Marketplace. Dan Kataoka is general manager.
We get curious customers. They want to know primarily why it smells so bad. You know, it's like anything that's new. If they try it and they like it, they'll buy it.
And the steady influx of new Southeast Asian immigrants could mean a growing market for the fruit. America is already the largest importer of durians outside of Asia. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.